Well, we've got to see what's happening now in the West. The empty churches and tabernacles that are abandoned. But we should also not miss to see that there are many holy people in the church today. There are many, and we have to join them. There was a great saint in Germany. Her name is Therese Newman. And this lady had very, very special gifts, especially to adore Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, to adore Jesus in the host, and also she had very rare charisms. She was also a stigmatist. She could know if a host was consecrated or not. She was known for that. One day she visited her spiritual director, and immediately when she entered the room, though there was nothing special there, she said, "Oh, Father, Jesus is here." He said, "No, he's not. We have no tabernacle, no holy presence. I don't have any pics to give to the sick. Jesus is not there, Teresa." "Father, Jesus is here," she repeated. "No, Teresa, Jesus is not here, I'm telling you." "Father, Jesus is here," she insisted. So he said, "Where?" Then she got up and pointed out some letters just lying there on the desk that Father had just received in the mail. And she said, "Well, Father, maybe you should open these letters." When he opened one of them, it was a man writing to him. He was sharing his doubts about the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And in the letter he said this, "Father, I'm doubting. I just doubt that God himself could be in a little piece of bread. It is too much. How can God be in a piece of bread? This is ridiculous. So I asked God for a sign that he tells me himself that he's present in the Blessed Sacrament in the host." And you know what he had done? He had put a host in his letter. He had received Holy Communion at Mass and put that host in his letter to the priest. So seeing the host, Teresa fell on her knees and she said, "This is his Father. This host is consecrated." So Father wrote back to the man and told him the whole story. The guy, of course, was shocked and he started believing. Now, don't do that yourself, okay? Don't do it. Well, being French, I know of another great saint. She's not canonized yet because she was too charismatic. You know, charismatic people are very hard to canonize because there's too much work for Rome. It's true. So her name was Yvonne Aimée de Malestroit. Oh, she was so good. And since she was a child, she was very attracted by God. And when she turned about 17 or 18 years old, Jesus spoke to her in her heart and said one day, "Go get me." Then he explained to her that one lady had stolen a horse from Mass and he wanted Yvonne Aimée to go and take the horse back from her. So Jesus explained to her where she lived, which town, street, number. So she knew everything and she took the train. She went to that town all by herself. And she found the street and everything. She rang the bell, and then the lady opened the door. She was all by herself. Then Yvonne Aimée entered and simply said to the lady, "I come for the host." And the lady just went pale. She was scared, terrified. She started trembling, and trembling, she led Yvonne Aimée to the living room. And there was a little box. She opened the little box, and there was the host there. Thank God the host was not harmed yet. So Yvonne Aimée had prepared a little box, the pics, and she put the host in the little box, and she was to give the host to her spiritual director. But while she was leaving, at the threshold of the apartment, she turned to the woman who was totally distressed, totally broken, and as she was looking at the eyes of this woman, she felt a great compassion for her, and she started speaking with her. This lady explained she had had so much pain in her marriage. Her husband had left and she was crushed by really great, great pain and sorrows. And you know, the only thing she found to do was to take revenge on Jesus in the Eucharist because, she said, he had allowed that to happen to her. So Yvonne Aimée, with much love, spoke to her about Jesus, but in such a way that the lady was blown away. She converted, she went to confession, and she changed her life. So our dear little Yvonne Aimée had other experiences, very, very special. She was the best saint I know to fetch hosts that had been stolen. Even now, more than ever, every day, hosts are being stolen from masses by Satanists, for wrong purposes, of course. And by the way, the Lord is asking us to make reparation for this by adoring the Blessed Sacrament. You know, when we adore the Blessed Sacrament, not only do we adore and worship Jesus, but we also make an act of reparation for all the misuse of the host by bad-intentioned people. Few people know that. So when Jesus saw that everything was okay with Yvonne Aimée and that she got the host back, he asked for more from her. And he would often give her this mission, getting hosts from people. But sometimes Jesus would say, "Go fetch me in China or in Africa." So either she would bilocate and get the host from there, or she would send her guardian angel, and her guardian angel would bring back the host, and she would do the same thing, put it in a little box and give it to her spiritual director. I remember that one day she was in a garden with her spiritual director, who was Father Labutte, and he wrote a big book about her, wonderful book in French, okay. So the Lord that day had asked her to get a host from China. So since she was with the priest, she said to her guardian angel, "Go for me." When the guardian angel brought the host back, they both saw the host in the air near a tree. Father Labutte even took a picture of that. So we have a picture of the host that was in the air. But the host, unfortunately, was already pierced in the center and bleeding. Pierced and bleeding. So you see, Jesus is really there. Whether we believe it or not, he's there. As a matter of fact, you never find a Satanist who does not believe in the real presence of Jesus. Otherwise, they wouldn't steal the host, you know. What is the point to steal a piece of bread? And in the Eucharist, Jesus is very, but very sensitive. He's human as well as he's divine, which means he feels everything like a human person. Even more than a human person, because being without any sin, his sensitivity is even greater, even deeper than ours.